the fuck are you doing out here? It's pouring. Get inside. So? My lights are on. If I don't have power, I'm very confused. Do you not have power? Did you blow a fuse or something? I don't know. I'm suggesting it because, as far as I can tell, the rest of the neighborhood has power. Well, you see, occasionally, I will look out the window and assess the phenomena of the world, including its weather. And in doing so, I recognize the times that I should not go outside and show up somewhere wet as a dog. But also, in doing that, I can tell that there are lights across the street. So, without power, there's no lights. The rest of the neighborhood has it. So why don't you? Well, I'm not sure specifically what I could do to help, but I can offer to come over and help with the fuse box. Look, it's not something to be embarrassed of. If you don't know how to do it, I can understand how it might be the kind of thing you don't want to deal with. I'm happy to help. No. I'm not trying to get rid of you. I promise. You're completely welcome here. Do you want to call the power company then? I mean, it's a problem that you should get taken care of. I really don't think that calling the power company is something that you procrastinate. I think you'd do that immediately. Come on. I don't think they'll get to it. Because I don't think anyone else has lost power. I don't think they know that you've lost power. It is unlikely. When it's maybe an entire street of houses or it's a whole neighborhood, they tend to know because it's a greater point of failure. When it's one house, I don't think they know. Again, sit. Let me look at you anyway. Because you look flushed, flustered, kind of a head rush. You feeling okay? What were you doing before the power went out? Look, you know what I do. Sometimes that mode is just gonna be switched on. Just deal with me, okay? So, what were you doing? Uh-huh. So, not doing anything in particular to stress the power? Nothing kicked on? No other indications? What is this? Oh, that feels kind of fresh, especially since you just winced away from me. This something you remember getting? You're a little injured right here. I'm not sure. Well, if you want to walk over to the mirror and look. Okay, well, okay, maybe just sit back down then. You don't look too steady on your feet there. You know what? I think you may have made the right decision to come over here. Oh, I don't know what happened, but I'm glad you came now. Follow my finger. So you're sure nothing was out of the ordinary? You're okay? I'm starting to think you may have lost some time there. Well, You got a pretty nasty hit on your head here. You can't seem to remember from point A to Z. You were over here, but maybe confused as to why. I'm not sure those are causally linked. Your power might be out because the power was switched off at some point and you don't remember it. I don't think that's related, directly anyway, to the bump you have on your head here. Hey, no. Stay. What are you doing? No. I don't think you should go home right now. In fact, what I think you should do is call somebody and get them to go check your house. Maybe two or three somebodies with baseball bats. Well, I don't know if it's safe. I'll tell you what, get one other friend with a baseball bat. I'll go over there with mine too. Clear the house, make sure it's fine, get the power back on, get you nice and comfortable in the AC instead of dying because of all the swamp-like humidity and 1,000-degree weather we've been having. Yeah. Well, first things first, maybe call the power company. We'll see if there's actually an outage there. If so, we can skip the baseball bat session. That won't be necessary. But I am still concerned about this laceration here. Might not have been the result of something intentional. It is possible to hit yourself on something at this angle. Maybe you were headed down to the basement to find the fuse box and hit your head, woke up, the power was out, and you were confused and you stumbled over here. Which is the right call. I'm glad you did that. Maybe it was a subconscious thing. You know, there's a nurse next door. Somebody should be able to take care of you, right? I'm happy to, really. You can stay here as long as you like. I don't have any hospital beds. You may not need one, but I professionally have to advise that you get checked out at the ER. I know. It sucks. It always sucks. But the fact is, you would want to find something wrong sooner rather than later and get it fixed. You don't want some kind of time bomb ticking for 3 or 4 years and then exploding when you don't expect it. Like I said, nothing wrong with just being here for now. Yeah, of course. I'm gonna feel through your hair, see if there's anything else, okay? Yeah, you can just lean on. Yeah, it's fine. Does that hurt? Well, looks like it's pretty local at least. Doesn't seem like your hair is covering anything major. That's a good sign. No, I still want you to go to the ER. No. Okay. What? Well, I can keep doing it for a little while, I suppose. You look like you're ready to take a nap. I gotta say, you probably need one. Yeah. What? I'm not gonna force you to do anything, but I do have to recommend it. I'm not going to make you do anything you don't want to do. You can take a nap here. Right against me if you must. You know what? I can call the power company. I'll ask them. You get some rest, okay?